Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are looking at the law of the mirror. I'm sharing this from a book by John Maxwell called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, a book that I read with a group of people for 6 weeks and just really challenged me, encouraged me. A lot of it's based on biblical principles, and it's not a spiritual book, but the reason I'm doing this is because the number one thing I've learned and I've seen in doing ministry now for over 20 years is that people are harder on themselves than God is. We talked about this in yesterday's program. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, "For now, those of us who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation." And yet, friends, yes, God convicts us when we get off his plan for us and we have areas of our life that are sin, which separates us from him, but he doesn't condemn us. That's why Jesus came. But I've seen people condemn themselves and they can't move forward and they're afraid to look in the mirror. Or if they look in the mirror, they don't like what they see. And I shared a powerful story yesterday from this book and the Law of the Mirror of just a courageous young lady named Janetta McSwain and how she overcame just a horrific childhood. And if you missed yesterday's program, really, really want to encourage you to go listen to that. Man, I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just simply go to Hope Is Here and then you can type in my name, Greg Horn, H-O-R-N, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Most of our programs are on there and you can watch it or just listen to it while you're driving. But hope that you'll subscribe to that and you'll be blessed by these 14-minute programs. Also, there's podcasts of all our radio programs and we're on all the podcast platforms, iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon just started their own podcast platform, and we're on that one. I can't think what they call it, but anyway, subscribe to that. And man, if you've been blessed by the program, I really want to encourage you to leave a review. That helps encourage others to follow and like Hope Is Here and be blessed by Hope Is Here. But today, what I want to do, I want to take from this law of the mirror and share with you some steps on how to help you build your self-image. Because I know so many people that just walk in defeat. And I think you're really going to be blessed by these. They're simple, but I think they're powerful. So if you're taking notes, let's get started. The first one is you got to guard your self-talk. Guard your self-talk. You know, the Bible talks about there's life and death in the tongue. You know, Proverbs and the book of James, it talks about that a lot. And I mean, you know, whether you know it or not, you kind of have a running conversation with yourself all the time, right? So I could ask you today, what is the nature of your conversations with yourself? Do you encourage yourself or do you criticize yourself? If you're positive, then you helped create a positive self-image of yourself and a God-honoring self-image, since the Bible says we were made in God's image. If you're negative towards yourself and always speaking negative and critical words, then you undermine your self-worth and you have a negative self-image of yourself. And you know, a lot of times we say, well, where does this critical self-talk come from? And a lot of times it's from our upbringing. And a lot of times maybe we have one parent that's a critical parent. And, you know, we need a balance. We need discipline and we love and opposites attract. Having done over 100 weddings in my life, okay, as a pastor and several more coming up later this year. And yet you got to be careful, okay, about our words, parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts that, you know, we just really want to be careful because, man, if children hear a lot of negative messages, I mean, research shows there was a book called The Answer that authors John Asserat and Murray Smith wrote, and they said by the time you're 17 years old, you've heard the word no, you can't, an average of 150,000 times. Say that one more time. By the time you're 17 years old, you have probably heard, no, you can't, an average of 150,000 times. You've heard, yes, you can, about 5,000 times. So that's 30 no's for every yes. That makes a powerful belief for I can't. And that's a lot to overcome. But yesterday we shared a powerful example of Janetta McSwain and how she changed her mindset and believed that she could. And so I encourage you once again to go listen to that 14-minute program. The fact of the matter is, if you want to change the way we think of ourselves, You've got to change the way that you talk to yourself. I'll say that again. If you want to change the way you think of yourself, you've got to change the way that you talk to yourself. And the older you are, the more responsible you are for how you think, talk, and believe. It's not just those words. It's thoughts too, friends. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 2, as a person thinks in their heart, so are they. And the Bible says what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. And, you know, I've learned so many times when I start to get negative or critical that my mouth, my words, my heart, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I'm getting enough sleep, I'm not eating healthy, I'm not exercising, I'm not drinking my water like I should. And man, I start thinking and talking things, and then I start believing it. And let's be honest, so we all have enough problems in our life without adding to them with negative self-talk. And, you know, a lot of us know that stories of kids, the little engine that could. And, you know, it's a really great story because it's so encouraging. You know, maybe in fact, to have your kids, you know, young kids read it quite often this summer because it, you know, talks about, I think I can, I think I can. And, you know, friends, we have to learn to become our own encourager, our own cheerleader. And every time you do a good job, just don't let it pass. Give yourself a compliment. Every time you choose discipline over indulgence, don't tell yourself that you should have anyway. Recognize how much you're helping yourself. Every time you make a mistake, don't bring everything that's wrong with yourself. Tell yourself that you're paying the price for growth and that you will learn to do better next time. Every positive thing you can say to yourself will help. And I know some people think, Greg, that's not reality. Well, friends, if you want to change your reality, you've got to start thinking positive and looking at yourself the way God looks at yourself and the way he does. He says that you're loved, that you're blessed, and that you're the head and not the tail. And the Bible tells us that God wants to restore what the locusts have eaten. So know that your words matter. And if you want to change your self-image, you need to guard your self-talk, examine the words that you use, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you that. In fact, I know somebody used to put a rubber band on the wrist and they pray and ask God and the Holy Spirit to help them. If they said something negative about themselves or critical of somebody else, they said, help me to remind me of that and to pull that rubber band and pop myself on the wrist, which stings, right? But that really helped them change their words and their habits of negative and being critical. Second thing, if you want to grow in the law of the mirror and rebuild your self-image, got to stop comparing yourselves to others. John Maxwell's talking about here. I talk about it on Hope Is Here almost every month, at least one program for a couple minutes, because that's one of the things that I've seen people do the most that keeps them from feeling good about themselves, feeling about themselves the way that God wants them to feel about themselves, that they are loved, they are blessed, because they play that old compare game. And so maybe you've heard it before, but I'm going to say it again. Two things happen when you play the compare game. Either one, pride sets in because whatever measuring stick you're using, okay, that you're a little bit better than them. If you're doing a little bit better by whatever measuring stick you're looking at, what house you live in, what car you drive, what kind of grades your kids get, whether they're all stars, you know, what kind of clothes you wear. If you get to go on vacation, if you do, where you're going on vacation. And part of the challenge is we usually compare ourselves based off social media. I want to remind you again that people just put the highlights of their life on social media, right? Nobody puts the challenging things. And as I've said before, okay, a lot of times we have 10 things going on in our life, and 8 of them can be pretty good. But what do we focus on? And the enemy will make sure that you do. It's the two things that aren't going well. So I want to encourage you today not to play that compare game. So one, either pride sets in if you're doing better, or second, self-pity sets in if somebody's doing better than you in whatever area you're measuring. So I want to encourage you today, just be the best version of yourself today. Just ask God to help you be all that he wants you to be. And he will, friends, because he cares. And just comparing yourself, it's a needless distraction. A third thing is you got to, if you're going to improve your self-image and the law of the mirror, what you see when you look in the mirror, you got to move beyond your limiting beliefs. Move beyond your limiting beliefs. I've been guilty of putting God in a box. Oh, I've had to ask for forgiveness for it. I limit what God can do in my life because not because I stand on what his word tells me, because of what I think he can do and because of my fears and my limitations. And, you know, that's unfortunately what a lot of people do with themselves. They don't believe they can accomplish great things, but the greatest limitations people experience in their lives are usually the ones that they've imposed upon themselves. You know, when Charles Schwab said, when a person has put a limit on what they will do, they put a limit on what they can do. And so I want to encourage you, Jack Canfield, a lot of you have heard his books, Chicken Soup for the Soul, really, really good books. And he wrote a book called The Success Principles. And he says, identify a limiting belief that you want to change. Determine how the belief limits you. Decide how you want to be, act, or feel, and then create a turnaround statement that affirms or gives you permission to be, act, or feel this new way. So if you're driving down the road, you may want to go back and listen to this podcast and write those four things down. I think it can really encourage you. A fourth thing we can do to help improve our self-image, and this one sounds like, really, this is going to help me, is to add value to others. Number four, add values to others. John Maxwell says, it's hard to feel bad about yourself when you're doing something good for yourself. You've heard me share Proverbs 11:25, quite awesome. It's often on this program because it's one of my life verses. I learned it on a mission trip 30 years ago when I went to Jamaica to help with building a church. And it said simply, Proverbs 11:25. I saw this for the first time, and I've been a powerful verse in my life now for over 30 years. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And yet, friends, the world tells you, nah, it doesn't matter, it's okay. And yet God's like, no, it's not okay. And, you know, you need to do the right thing. Refresh. Those who refresh others will refresh themselves. And it's amazing when I do that, friends, even though I don't feel like it, I want to be the one refreshed. And that's how God just does it, friends. That is how he does it. A fifth thing, if we want to improve our self-image and look at ourselves the way God looks at us, do the right thing, even if it is the hard thing. Do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. And what happens when you don't do the right thing, you know, often then we find guilty, which makes you feel bad about yourself, or you lie to yourself trying to convince yourself that your actions weren't wrong or you weren't they weren't that important. But that does harm to you as a person and to your self-esteem. Being true to yourself and your values is a tremendous self-esteem builder. And when we honor God and every time we take action that builds our character, we become stronger as a person. And the harder the task, the greater the character builder. You can actually act yourself into feeling good about yourself. So many times I've found it to be true. I don't feel like doing the right thing or doing something I know I need to do, like going and exercising. And I've been making a commitment to do that four times a week this year. And I've done, I think, every week except for one. And you know what? A lot of times I don't feel like going to the gym, but man, I'm always glad when I go. And it just makes such a big difference. Last and not least, number six, you want to help build your self-esteem, the law in the mirror. Practice a small discipline daily in a specific area of your life. And it could be simply something as simple as saying, you know what? I'm going to drink water for at least one meal today instead of tea, soft drink, lemonade, you know, whatever your milk, oranges, whatever your beverage of choice is. Just something like that, a small discipline in your specific area of your life daily can make a huge difference. Well, I hope you've been blessed by this program and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.